Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Hilary Rose has joined me in studio. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Fresh from your late appearance last night.
Yes.
The last show of the season.
I know. Yeah, it was really special that we got invited onto the last show. So we were thrilled. It was brilliant. It was great crack and just, yeah, fab show.
And who joined you now from the cast?
There was myself, Chris and Alex, who play Connor and Jock, and Shane Casey, who plays Billy Murphy. So it was lovely. And it was Shane's first time on the late. So
really?
He was great. He knocked it out of the park. Yeah, he was a bit nervous beforehand, but yeah. I had full faith in him and he was wonderful.
Is Billy not iconic? Like completely?
Absolutely, yeah.
Like if you're comparing it to other Irish comedies, like, you know, Dairy Girls, whatever, he's just one of the standout, even though, I mean, he's become a main character in this season as well, but he's still so standout. It's amazing.
He's great. And, you know, like, you can do so much with writing, but then a lot of that's down to Shane and his performance.
Yeah.
He's wonderful.
Yeah. Is he more theatre actor? No.
He's kind of half and half.
Yeah. He's brilliant. I'm going to play a clip. We're not doing any spoilers now, Hilary. But in fairness, it was out last night on BBC One. So if you missed it, tough. But it was excellent.
You're sentenced to prison.
No! Lindy's already got left. I'm going to ask her to get back with me.
You've been in prison. She's not going to want to have anything to do with you now.
I felt like you were very calm about him going to prison. So just set up season four for us.
Oh, well, time has passed. So we're in the same world, which I think is really important for everybody to remember. It's the same world, it's the same lovable characters, but time has passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have moved on and some of them have grown up, some haven't. So yeah, we meet Connor as he comes out of prison.
Right.
So that's really interesting because I think, you know, everyone's always got that thing where they're just hoping and praying that they don't get into that amount of trouble that Connor and Jock don't, but they do.
They do.
And it opens with them, you know, in Colombia up
that
to
that first
good.
Minute. I watched it twice. I could put them back to the end and watch it at the scene again.
Way.
Oh, it's just gold. It is gold.
Yeah, it's great. It feels like actually when I watched it, I felt like it was kind of a throwback to the film a little bit.
Yeah.
All those years ago, which is like 9 years ago.
Is it?
Yeah, we're at this like 9 years
oh my
now,
God.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
So it felt like a little bit of a throwback to the film where they get in trouble and they're, you know, for the wrong reasons. We won't say the words on air, but yeah.
I know. But you as Imraid, long-suffering maybe, but I mean, you have your own life in this season now as well. You're married and you're happy and you have your house.
Yeah, it feels like, because, you know, at the end of season three, you know, Healy proposes to Imraid down the beach and time has passed. They've, you know, they've been married and they're living together and it feels like Imraid's in this kind of golden era.
She's,
you know,
you know, deciding whether she wants hummus for lunch or not.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't have seen that in season 1 to 3, but feels like she's come into this kind of golden era, and then obviously, you know, Connor comes back out of prison and just throws a spanner in the works. So yeah, there's more of the frustration of trying to get her son on the right track, but also trying to allow him to be an adult and make his own mistakes.
Yes, there's definitely walking that fine line. Do you know what I noticed? You didn't hug him now when he came out. That's not spoiling anything.
No, and do you know what? I remember on set that day and I was like, I feel like she'd hug him. Now, we had kind of done a lot of improvisation around the reason why she wouldn't hug him, you know. But that part made the cut. So it was funny. My whole premise was that she sees him every Wednesday when she visits him and brings him his Pokemon cards.
You have a lovely relationship with Alex, who plays the role. Yeah. And I mean, that has to be from a genuine place, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're all amazing. But yeah, obviously you become a little bit closer to those who are, you know, when you're playing, you know, relatives, really.
Yeah.
And I'm so attached to him and his family and Chris and his family and the whole lot. It genuinely is just really, really lovely. Like we're all, excuse me, in the late last night, just kind of kissing and hugging because we hadn't seen each other in a while. Yeah, it was wonderful.
But you know, you get that feeling, and you get the feeling that it's just a lot of fun to be part of. But what I was saying to you before we came to air, it's so nice for us as viewers to get the break from, to be honest, North American accents. Says she with a North American accent. But it's like the cork. I was like, I love this.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that until you said it. And I was like, yeah, that's really interesting, actually, that it is something fresh and something different. And I think, you know, when we were kind of creating the show, it felt like, particularly in Ireland, a lot of stuff was Dublin-centric.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's maybe part of the reason why it did pretty well was that it gave a different perspective of Ireland as well. And Cork is quite a unique place and has a very unique accent, as we all know. So I think, you know, it lends itself to comedy.
It does. And without giving too many spoilers into the season, because so that was episode one last night, people can go back and watch it as well. Will we be shocked by anything?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Probably by the time you get to episode 5 and 6, yeah, there's probably one or two shockers in there. There's some lovely character development stuff in there as well that's really, really heartwarming. There's amazing cameos like Pat Short is in there. Dave McSavage is in there. Kate O'Toole, actress Kate O'Toole is in there.
Yeah.
She's Peter O'Toole's daughter, so part of Hollywood royalty. And she was just such a joy to work with. She was an amazing woman. There's amazing cameos and some cool stuff.
I love that. I love that as well. And I love the fact that there's so many moments that are heartwarming as well. Like, it's a feel good show. And we were just saying as well before on air, going back to Billy, the bus scene. I thought that was season 2. I could be wrong. You would know better than me.
Oh, well, I should do, but I can't actually remember.
But I still think that is one of the most memorable moments of Irish TV production I've ever seen.
I think so. It did really become this iconic thing because, you know, if you look at the bones of it, this random, you know, disturbed guy has kidnapped people on a bus to get away.
It shouldn't be feel good.
It shouldn't be that feel good, but it becomes so heartwarming when they have the sing song, you know, and everybody's then rooting for him and the audience is rooting for him. So yeah, it's the one we always go back to, actually, that song.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So tell me, you've got a podcast as well, which is the last time we spoke was, I think it had just begun, maybe, I can't remember, but Live Wild. Yeah. And it really speaks to me because my happy place is green or wide open spaces, no concrete, no buildings.
Yes. Likewise.
So that's the premise of it.
We should go hand in hand walking in the woods.
Yes, we should. We'll bring our children. Yeah. So that was the idea of the podcast.
Yeah, so it started as a blog called Live Wild, and it was really kind of documenting my own journey of, I suppose, self-discovery and just, you know, with the backdrop of nature, just trying to, you know, it was during the pandemic, trying to reach for something that we were all looking for, I think.
Yeah.
So it started as the blog, and then everybody was like, I think that would be a really good podcast. So yeah, started as a podcast then. So season 2 is about to come out.
Great.
It's jam-packed. It's gorgeous. I'm really, really, really excited about it. It's like 50% celebrity, 50% experts in their fields.
I like that.
Yeah, culture, wellness, spirituality. But at the heart of it, I'm following people's journeys. I'm really interested in talking to people, who they are, what makes them tick, what, you know, and what makes them live wild and free.
Well, that's the thing. And I think people did discover the wild spaces around them out of necessity. And then some people maybe have moved back into what they had previous to everything when the world imploded. But some people have stayed on that kind of path as well. So
yeah,
it's
which
great.
Is so lovely to see. Yeah. It's great.
Like, one of the best things I did this week was on Thursday morning, I have a dog and I took her to Dollymount and we got into the water myself. Like, now, you know, thigh down, but still
that's okay.
But it just the benefits of standing in, even the coldness of it wasn't even that cold, but you know, your feet on the sand, your feet feeling the ground as well. Not to sound very corny, but
no,
it just
true.
Completely grounded me.
It does, and it takes you out of it. Literally draws the energy down, takes you out of your head. So you know, it's like, you know, we live and operate in this very heady space with, you know, in the current climate and the current culture that we're in. So to try and take yourself out of that, I think, is really important. Even for a moment.
Yeah.
Even for one moment during the day.
It is, definitely. I could talk to you forever. Thank you so much. Continued success with the Young Offenders next Friday. You're doing it old school, so people have to wait, right?
Yeah.
And
Well, you can actually watch it on BBC Player, as far as I know. The whole lot's been dropped there, but I'm going to wait and watch it live as well.
Yeah.
So.
Do you do that? Are you comfortable doing that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've no problem watching.
Because a lot of people go, I can't watch myself back.
So many people say that to me, because I suppose for season 2 and 3, I was really tired, so I didn't stay up late to watch it because I had small kids, and they were saying to me,
enjoy it this time.
Yeah, they were like, you know, oh, you don't like watching yourself. I was like, it's not that. I was just exhausted, but this time I will.
You're going to do it. Hilary Rose, thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. Continued success. Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.